This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, this is Felice Skirwitz with an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. You can find the show notes at episode 21 at A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. And today our topic is God's grace sufficient? So, you know, I started praying and thinking about the show, and a couple of things quickly came to mind. And I think part of it is this time of year as I'm recording, it's the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And so, you know, we talk about being thankful, and we talk about, you know, having a joyful heart. And sometimes we're not because of things that get in the way, like the things of the world, right? So I started praying and you know, seeking God and thinking, you know, is God's grace sufficient? Is it sufficient for us? Or do we rely on the world for our help, you know, or our accolades? You know, is it what you do, or is it, you know, who you know, or, you know, what is that? So in 2 Corinthians 12:9, we read the passage that many sermons are built around. But, you know, and it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. And, you know, we've heard sermons about this before, right? I mean, whole books are built on this topic. And, you know, in this episode, I hope to explain a little bit more about how I strive to have more of him and less of me in my life. Today, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, that is Media Angels. And you can find novels called the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that are available on Amazon. And these are awesome novels for teens and, you know, with a Christian basis. All right. So how do we live a grace-filled life when most of the time we can hardly get out of bed without being overwhelmed with all the need that needs to be done each day? And now that my children are older, I've taken on some extra activities that put me in the path of people of all walks of life. You know, some are Christians, others are not, but it's hard sometimes to tell the difference. And, you know, years ago, a friend of mine used to be asked all the time, gosh, what's different about you? She really and truly carried the joy of Jesus with her wherever she went. She was my writing partner, a really good friend of mine. And while we attended different churches, she really showed me Jesus. She really did. And so, you know, people always would ask her, you know, what's different about you? And I would always tease her and say, you know, what's up? Nobody asks me that, you know? Jill just showed the love of Jesus in her life. She showed others that even if she was under a life burden, she would still praise God. Jill loved her children unconditionally. She loved her friends and even her acquaintances. And she didn't live a life without hardship. You know, a lot of times people think that a Christian walk means being free from any type of hardship, and that's not true. She went through a painful divorce, she went through bankruptcy, and she died suddenly in 2007. But before she died, she told me something that really struck me, and she said, you know, I'm soon going to be homeless because things didn't work out in the divorce, and there were some, you know, issues in her life that happened, and yet she still had the joy of God, and she still told me, and this was like her life motto, you know, that God's grace is sufficient. Well, God took her home, and I've never publicly told that story before, but while I still miss her tremendously, I'm happy for her because I know that as she lived, you know, she lived a life that was an example of God's grace being enough. We're going to take a really quick commercial break.
Do your children seek the truth? How about within the pages of a novel? And where can you find a novel that is Christ-centered and not tainted with the lies of evolution? Well, right here, within the pages of the Truth Seekers Mystery Series by Media Angels Publishing. As a mom and owner of Media Angels, my daughter and I co-authored a series of books that would teach a love of finding the truth and include a focus on the truth about God's creation. I hope you join us within the pages of the novel or anytime at mediaangels.com. I pray you always seek truth, His truth.
Hey everyone, today's episode is on God's grace is sufficient. It's episode 21. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgod.com. You know, my friend was an inspiration. She was an inspiration to the people around her. She was an inspiration. And, you know, even when we were publishing our books, we co-authored the Creation Science series. And while I owned Media Angels, Jill came on as a co-author of these books, and she's really the one who taught me about creation versus evolution and the scientific data behind it. And she just was a phenomenal intellect as well as Christian. And so when we were getting our books printed, I remember she went down to Naples where we would meet with the people who printed our books. And so one time we were giving a revision to our account executive who was working with us. And I remember Jill being all excited because she ended up bringing this person to the Lord. I don't know what her story was, but the end of the story is that she again had noticed, you know, how joyful my friend was and said, you know, what is different about you? You know, what is it that you have? And whatever you have, I want. And, you know, Jill would go get gas and people would say this to her, right? And so, you know, she ended up bringing this lady back to God. And what a legacy that is. And again, she always would tell me that, you know, joy and grace go together and that God's grace should be sufficient for us. It shouldn't matter how much money we have in the bank. It shouldn't matter, you know, what our title is. It shouldn't matter where we live or what kind of car we drive or any of the things that the world tells us that we have to have. It shouldn't even matter if we have good health or not. What matters is that God's grace surpasses anything that we can earn or attain in this world. You know, friends, remember, it is in Him that we have true life. And as I record this episode, the end of November, and as we approach the Christmas season, with a sense of expectancy and the true miracle of the birth of Christ, I want you to remember that we can also be an example to others that God's grace is enough for us. You know, in the middle of all of the busyness and all of the, you know, hassle and hustle and bustle of things, it's also a hassle, you know, sometimes of the things that we have to do on our quote unquote list, that we can be an example of God's love and God's grace to each other. Remember 2 Corinthians 12:9, but He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Dear friends, you don't have to be strong. You can be weak as long as you have the Lord in your heart. And let's go to prayer. I praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for reminding me of the loving example that Jill was in my life. Even though it's been 10 years now since she's gone, I want to give you, you know, all the glory, Lord, for The example that she was for me, the example that she was for others, and I pray that I also can live that motto that she had, that God's grace is sufficient for me. And I pray that for all of those who are listening today. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.